You're listening to Bit by Bit, February 19th, 2006. Hello and welcome. My name is Bob Sprankle, and this is Bit by Bit, a podcast by a teacher for teachers talking and reflecting about the use of technology in instruction and the changing classroom environment in the 21st century. How are you? I hope everybody's doing well out there. Today is the 19th of February, and I am embarking on February vacation just in time. As you can probably hear from my voice, I've come down with that cold chest thing, and certainly I've had a lot of kids getting the flu this week, so it's time to clear out of the building, let all the germs die, and kind of reset and start over in a week. So that'll be nice. My plan is to really catch up on listening to some podcasts that I haven't had time to listen to, and catch up on the blogosphere. Today's show recorded yesterday at the school, and I had Donna Morden and Ryan Palmer, who are two friends from Seed Project, who are part of the York County Seedlings group. And they came down to learn more about podcasting, and it was really great seeing them, and I really had a great time hanging out with those guys, going through the ropes. And so they were nice enough to let me record sort of a reflection on what they learned as I was teaching it. So we stopped the training and then turned on the recorder periodically to kind of capture what they were learning so that they could kind of, well, put together a show for me. And so I appreciate them doing that. So we go through what gear we're using and some recording and editing things. And then we end up kind of talking about the server and how to get things up on the server. We kind of dropped the ball there because we had been at it for 3 hours and we didn't really get into that part too much. But I'm going to put this out there and hopefully it's helpful for those of you that are still learning the process. And a lot of what we talk about yesterday, we talk about setting ID3 tags and ripping the files to MP3. We talk about doing it in iTunes. And what's exciting is a lot of this work can now be done right in GarageBand for those of you that use Mac. In fact, right now I'm recording directly into GarageBand, which I don't normally do, but my plan this week is to try to get another show up and to do kind of an in-depth walkthrough with GarageBand. So hopefully I'll have time to do that and give you a little bit more pointers about what to do with your file and how to get it on a server. So without any further ado, here is Donna and Ryan in room 208 on yesterday, learning the ropes. All right, we're recording. I'm here with Donna Morden and Ryan Palmer, who are seedlings and are here to learn about podcasting. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Bob. So wonderful for you to meet us today and share your expertise with us.
And so what we're doing is we're going to podcast different parts of this as we go through the different ways to do a podcast. So, and then we'll stop and you guys will reflect on what you just learned and any other questions. So what did we just learn?
Well, basically, I think we just learned that you can make this as difficult as you want or as simple as you want. You can just use the microphone right out of your Mac, or you can go and buy some expensive equipment.
And I think it's user-friendly. I think, as you shared, that the students get pretty comfortable with it and can be independent with a little bit of practice. So.
Yeah, I showed you the iRiver, and that's how we started. It's very inexpensive, $79. But like we were saying, you could go right into the Mac with that. And other equipment that we showed you was the Eurorack mixer, UB802. That's $50, and it's nice to have a mixer. And then we've got these MXL990 microphones, each $50 as well. So those are pretty
good. They look much more expensive than they are.
They really do.
Very impressive.
Okay. Any questions on gear?
No, I think we're all set.
Okay, we'll move right along. We're going to stop tape.
Okay, we just did the basics of recording and editing. We used Audacity to show how to edit, and Dawn is going to run down what she just learned from the editing section.
Okay, so what I have here, I'm looking at my little how-to steps. So we start with recording the students and pulling that into Audacity or Sound Studio and doing some editing, which would include amplifying some soft voices, normalizing the soundtrack, compressing it, and then exporting it as a WAV file.
And the reason that we're exporting it as a WAV file
is because it has a higher quality.
Yes, that's what I've heard. It has a higher quality, so then you maintain that. And the whole compression thing, I don't really understand, but I've gotten settings from Michael Gohagan had done a podcast a long time ago talking about how he had his settings, and he's got a great sound. And so I just used his settings. I just consistently use that compressor.
And you mentioned that was from Real Reviews?
Yeah, Michael Gohagan. I don't know if he still does it. I haven't listened to it in a while. It's a great show. It's about movies. And Real Reviews, and he just did a how-to about a year ago, and that really helped. I don't think you have those capabilities of compressing or normalizing in GarageBand, so that's another reason why I would start with Audacity or Sound Studio.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. And then you bring that into GarageBand to...
And that's where you put all the pieces of your show together.
Right. So after I've got a good edit, then I bring it into GarageBand, and that's where I'm going to bring in music behind it. And
you mentioned a couple places to get music. One of them was archive.org and podshow.com, and that each of those have some way that you have to give attribution for where that music came from.
Exactly.
And I guess each one specifies whether you have to actually put an attribution right on the web page that your podcast comes from, or whether you can just mention in your podcast, by the way, the music that you're listening to came right. from such and such.
Right. And their Creative Commons license, definitely the ones from Internet Archive, you need a Creative Commons license. Have you guys heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
From what? Okay. Yeah, where they let you... You know, just attribution. Some people let you make money with it. Some people don't.
Now,
like
how about with GarageBand? You played a couple of the clips for us that are in GarageBand that you could use with podcasts. Do you have to give Apple some sort of attribution?
No, those are royalty free, and you've bought them already. Okay. So, yeah, we'll go into that a little bit more, but there are a lot of wonderful little bumpers and stingers and sound effects that came with the new GarageBand, but we're gonna do a review of that in a few minutes. So.
I really like that feature. I think, again, myself as new to this whole process, simple, you know, I like to keep it simple, and that seems like a really effective way to keep it simple, and then as you get more experience, you can get into some more of these other sites and elaborate.
And think, too, of the versatility of those sounds even being there. Like, even if you want to, you know, beef up a presentation that you're doing and having some of those neat sounds in there in the background, that'd be kind of impressive, I think.
And then kids can just take those loops as well and build songs out of those loops, and we're having our kids start to do that. They love it. I mean, they just have a blast with it. So,
great.
All right, on to the next section.
Excellent.
Okay, we're moving right along. These guys are really staying up. They're so smart. And we just finished our final mix with GarageBand, and then we exported it to iTunes. And in the new GarageBand, there's a couple ways to do that, but we did it the old-fashioned way of just exporting it to iTunes, not thinking of it as a podcast. And it ended up in iTunes as an AIFF file. And why don't you guys talk about tagging?
Okay. Yep. Then we went to the info, and we gave the sound clip a name.
So you selected the actual file in iTunes.
Command I.
Get
the information
right,
on it.
Or under file,
there is a tab for info as well, and in that case, we started giving it a name and tried to fill out as much of the fields as we could. What I thought was really neat was your suggestion of putting, for say, the track number, putting the number of the show. It's like a way of keeping track.
Right.
And then in the genre, indicating that it was a podcast would help people identify.
Right. So, yeah, you see there's artist, and I put Room 208 there for my kids. And then album, and I'll say Room 208 podcast. And then in the grouping section, that's where I put their website address. And then composer, I put the email address in there. And then you have comments for some description.
Yeah, and I like how that comes up in the final product, you know, how you have that description there. It really lets people know.
Right. Especially if you're playing it in iTunes and it has none of that, you have no idea what it is. Mm-hmm. Or if it's on an MP3 player even. You know, those ID3 tags are really important.
Exactly.
As we get into this. And then we talked about artwork.
Right. At which point, yeah, we're going to go back to that info tab and we're going to click on the artwork tab up at the top. And we just drag in a piece of artwork that we've saved as a JPEG from something else.
Yeah, it could be a JPEG, a PICT, a GIF, and you put that right in there. And another way to do that is as the file is playing, you click to see the artwork on iTunes, which is over to the left. I'll let people figure that out themselves. And you can just drag it right in as it's playing, too. So there it is as an AIFF file, ready to be turned into an MP3 file. And we talked about tagging it, getting all that tagging done as an AIFF file, because if we do the MP3 file and it sounds lousy, we're going to do it again. We don't have to enter all this information again. When we turn it into an MP3 file, all those tags and the artwork is going to carry right over to the MP3 file. So why don't you guys talk about MP3, how we did that.
The first thing you do is go to Preferences and Advanced, and you go to Importing, and the importing using, and we went down to MP3 Encoder, and then underneath that, the setting, you go down to Custom, and Bob felt that he was comfortable and most frequently used 112 bits.
Yeah, and we also tried it as low as 12. I mean, it sounded pretty cruddy, but I mean, it did show you really well how the difference in
the sound, the quality.
The quality, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you were trying to keep it small, if it still sounds good, you recommended going as low as possible.
96 or 64.
Right. Yep. 96 at mono is going to give a pretty good sound and a pretty good size. Mm-hmm. But if you have a lot of if it's a music show or you have kids singing from a concert or something, you want to maintain that. Mm-hmm. And so you might bump it up. And, you know, it depends on your clients, too, mm-hmm. how many people have dial-up still, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and then you hit OK. Get out of that.
Something else you brought up, too, is your dealings with Internet Explorer for parents who are trying to listen to a podcast done
right.
by your class, if you want to.
Right. A lot of my parents are listening right on the web, and we kept hearing people say, I can't, it's not working, it won't work. And we figured out that they were using Internet Explorer, and when Internet Explorer loads these QuickTime files, because that's what they're going to come through as, Internet Explorer wanted to download the whole file before starting to play it, whereas something like Safari or Firefox or Mozilla will play it as it's downloading. So for those people that have dial-ups, they would have been waiting a really long time for that to download and not think it was working. It would just be hanging there. And for other people, they're able to hear it right away. So we've encouraged people to get rid of you know, not listen to it in Internet Explorer, but go to Firefox or something like that. So that helps. So even if it's a pretty big file, they can listen to it as it's almost like streaming at that point. Okay, so to get it from the AIFF into the MP3, what's next?
And you did also caution us to change the preferences back after you work with your
right.
files if you want to later burn a CD.
If you rip a CD and you're at that quality, you'll be very sad. Yeah. So you definitely want to switch that back. Okay, so then you go under the advanced menu. You have that AIFF file selected. You go under advanced, and then you select
convert selection to MP3.
And then
you're going to rename it afterward and place it on your desktop so that it's ready to go to the server.
If you want to rename it. We kind of found out we didn't need to. Even.
Exactly.
Yep. And then it's ready to go. Now we're off to talk about servers. Okay, we'll be back. Okay, we are back after, an hour and a half discussion on the RSS part, aptly named Really Simple Syndication. So there's so many different approaches to do it, but what did you guys come up with that works for you with all the different ways that we talked about?
Well, I just always believe that when you're trying anything new, start small and successful, and then build from there. So for me, starting a small blog, a small podcast, short, simple, is the best route.
Right. And having to start that blog, I think the easiest way would be to do the eduBlogs.org. It doesn't involve anything as far as having to install anything on our school server. It's done completely on the outside.
Right, so that's EduBlogs by James Farmer, who's out of Australia, who has made some blog space for teachers, and he also has some blog space for students as well. Another one would be Blogmeister. Cheryl Oakes has hers on that, and that's from Dave Warlick, who has made, again, you just email him, ask him for space, and he's done a real nice job with Blogmeister.
Great.
This is exciting. I think it's a nice way to, again, highlight students' work in a different way. We send home our weekly newsletter, mm-hmm. but this to hear the students express themselves, I think, is really important. Not all students write well, so right. I think for them to be able to verbally express and share their thoughts for the week will be really exciting.
Right. And, you know, in lieu of the newsletter, you know, it could be a great way, especially if you get a teacher that's fairly dynamic and interesting to listen to. That would be nice because the parents, you know, could hone that in, listen to it when they're at the gym on the treadmill, you know.
Right. Definitely. Or, you know, a student who's away for a while, or, you know, even during the summer, I've kind of kicked around the idea, hey, maybe I'll do a podcast for my kids and tell them what I'm up to. Mm-hmm. Or, the school boards could be podcast, you know, town meetings. I know mm-hmm. a principal who's doing it. Mm-hmm.
And if you have a guest speaker or yeah. other students come in and sometimes will share things with your mm-hmm. classroom, and you could record that and add it.
Or even the reluctant guest speaker who right. doesn't make... maybe necessarily feel comfortable speaking to the whole class, if after mm-hmm. school they could come in and you could record a little interview with them and then have the right. students.
Yeah, my students actually recorded Don Fendler this year. They didn't even get to see him because it's not our year with multi. Mm-hmm. So they went down, a couple kids went down and recorded him. It's one of our biggest downloaded files. It's been downloaded over 1,000 times from people all over to listen to Don Fendler. And he was nice enough to offer that up, so that was great. Mm-hmm.
It's terrific. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys so much, and we'll put this up at the show, and we hope to see you at the Seedling Show, which I believe is next Sunday, right? Yeah, so what date is that, 26?
Yeah, week from Sunday.
It's 26, so Skype on in, and we're trying to get Governor King. Did you hear about that?
I did.
Yeah, we're trying to get Governor King. I don't know if he'll be there in time. If not, mm-hmm. Alice has some stuff for some parent resources.
Yeah, so. Excellent.
Okay, thanks so much.
It was fun. Good. 3 hours went fast.
Okay, so I hope that was helpful to people out there, and I invite you to join us this Sunday, the 26th of February. We're planning another Seedling Show, and hopefully Donna and Ryan will be joining us. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm going to try to get another one up this week with a walkthrough of the GarageBand. But in the meantime, I recommend that you go over to Wes Fryer's site, and I will put a link to this podcast in the show notes. He has done a whole podcast on training people about the new iWeb application that is part of iLife 06 with the Mac, and that integrates with GarageBand. And I have not had time to listen to that show yet. That's one of the podcasts that I need to catch up on. And, you know, I'm planning to do a bit of a walkthrough with the Garage Band as well. If you remember hearing the show with Leah Tondreau and Dave Fournier that I did with Cheryl Oakes, I am going to put a link in the notes for Leah's site. She came down to learn how to do a podcast. I recommended that she create a blog and website right in iWeb. And several days later, she had one up, and the site looks really great, and she is using the blog part to put her morning message in, which is really a great idea. And she has a little question for the students and talks about what's going to happen in that day. It's an excellent site. And then she's already got her first podcast done, and she emailed me the other day and said she should have her second one done any day now. With the Second Grade Goobers is the name of her kid's show. And so, Leah, if you're listening, I'm also going to try to hit you up and do a little interview via iChat. And, you know, hear about your process going through with GarageBand and iWeb, and just to see how easy that was, if you're willing to do that. I'll email you. So go check that out. I'll put a link in the show notes with that, too. Okay, so we'll have the Seedling show up sometime next week, and hopefully another show this week. Thanks for listening. My name's Bob Sprankle, and this is Bit by Bit.